This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, May 17th. God's word to you today is all this. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 3, verses 1 and 14 to 15. And it says, "When I think of all this, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the benefit of you Gentiles, when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth." When Paul says, "When I think of all this," it forces me to my knees. He is obviously bowing his knees in worship. But beyond bowing his knees in worship, he bows his knees in prayer. What was Paul praying for? Paul was praying for the church in Ephesus, and honestly, this is my prayer for you. Paul's prayer, my prayer, is that, "Lord, I should not be the only one to know these things. When I think of all these things, I plead with God to share these things with you people also." I'm praying God will also open your eyes to understand the length, the breadth, the depth, the height of what I am saying about God's love. Ephesians 3 verses 16 to 19 says, and I will itemize each point for better understanding. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will, 1, empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. 2, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. 3, your roots will grow down deep into God's love and keep you strong. And 4, may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. Finally, 5, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. We have highlighted Paul's 5 prayer points from this passage of scripture. My prayer for you today is that your supply will come from God's glorious unlimited resources. I pray that God himself will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. I pray that Christ will make his home in your heart by faith in the name of Jesus. I pray that your roots will grow down deep into God's love and keep you strong. When the stormy winds are blowing and everyone is shaking, your roots will keep you planted and strong. In Jesus' name, amen. The truth is that some things can only be obtained by revelation. Such things do not respond to intellect, because when it comes to spiritual things, intelligence alone is limited. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will have the power to understand as God's people should. I also pray that you will understand how wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love is for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul's 5th prayer point, my 5th prayer point for you, is that you will experience the love of Christ and be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because I will see this word come to pass in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.